Workers at Germany's Lufthansa on strike, they say, for better pay. More than 4,000 staff, according to the Verdi trade union. So far, though, still a green light for passengers. Lufthansa says they've got it covered.
We've done a great deal behind the scenes and can guarantee that the planes are safe, that they're technically fine, their catering's on board and that they're flying punctually.
That may not last, though. Staff at Lufthansa Technik were striking today. They're in charge of maintenance and technical overhauls, plus some Lufthansa catering workers. But Verdi hasn't let on who'll be striking next, and staff say they're in this for the long haul.
These days, everyone has to pay more for water, for electricity, for the car, for food. The euros also got something to do with it, so we could do with more than what we're getting.
Lufthansa is in a position where it can levy a fuel surcharge on its customers to counter the jet fuel price. We suffer the same problems, though, of high petrol prices, and we can't get any money from the firm to help us.
July is peak holiday season, an extra weapon in Verdi's armory, as the union seeks a near 10% pay rise over the next year. Lufthansa, which is dealing with high fuel prices, says it's prepared to negotiate, but says its offer is fair, 6.7% over 21 months plus a one-off payment. As for passengers, the advice is to check the Lufthansa website. The company says it will offer refunds if flights are cancelled. Diana Magne, CNN, Berlin.